Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. It's Dairy Night with the Bowling Green Hot Rods baseball team tomorrow night in honor of June Dairy Month. And in the competitive spirit, we have a few of the top dairy-producing counties for the state.
This year's bragging rights go to Barron, Logan, and Adair counties, followed by Christian, Warren, and Todd.
Kathy Belcher, Senior Manager of School Health and Wellness Programs for the Southeast Dairy Association, with those stats and a few others on the importance of dairy to the state.
We do have 780 dairy farms, and together they produced over 125 million gallons of milk in 2013. And the average herd size of Kentucky's dairy farms is 88 cows.
And she says now that school is out with kids eating more meals and snacks at home, this year's Dairy Month theme, Dairy Packs Power, is even more relevant.
That is a great reminder as we begin summer months to be sure that we're packing power into our kids' snacks and our on-the-go lunches. So think about string cheese, the fruit and yogurt combos, smoothies, single-serve bottles of milk to add to those snacks and on-the-go meals to make them more nutritious.
We'll have more in a minute on the need for families to think more about keeping dairy in the diet. We'll be right back.
In the know, I'm Brian Usach. American Ethanol is helping the U.S. become more energy independent, all while providing more power and better performance to one popular American pastime, NASCAR driver Austin Dillon.
NASCAR drivers have driven more than 5 million miles on Sunoco Green E15, a race fuel blended with 15% American ethanol. This fuel is increasing race car horsepower while reducing on-track carbon emissions by 20%. If ethanol is tough enough for NASCAR, it can withstand everyday driving.
For more, go to AmericanEthanolRacing.com.
We're back with Kathy Belcher covering not only June Dairy Month, but the fact that dairy as a food is a wise choice in eating healthy. Unfortunately, dairy is not utilized enough in the diets of young people, and that's shown up statistically for some time now.
Yes, obesity in children has been a concern now for several decades, and the good news is that dairy is part of the solution. So whether it is that nutritious milk, whether it's flavored or plain, yogurt, string cheese, there are so many options in the dairy case, but the package of vitamins and minerals that dairy provides actually does help us build healthier bodies, but is a good solution in terms of our weight control.
Eat smart. Dairy packs power. In this June Dairy Month, we salute dairy farm families. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.